passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Matt Connerton. That's right. I am not Dr. Kevin. Of course, I am, however, on this program the first Thursday of every month with Dr. Kevin. But we're doing something a little bit different. So Dr. Kevin is away dealing with some things. So what is happening, or what is supposed to happen in theory, is I am supposed to guest host this evening and interview a guest that Dr. Kevin had booked. Now, as far as I know, the guest is not yet on the line with us. And oddly enough, and I have no idea why this happens, but there historically has been this thing that goes on where Dr. Kevin will ask me to guest host for him and we'll set up a guest. And sometimes the guest doesn't make it onto the show. Now, we have a plan B for that when that happens, and it's very simple because I also, and we'll do a quick plug for my own show, I host a show called Matt Connerton Unleashed. Matt Connerton Unleashed, which airs, I just got off the air, actually. It airs weekdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. You can stream it online at ipmnation.com/live1. You can also stream it on the Matt Connerton Unleashed Facebook page. So what we do in a situation where if Dr. Kevin has set me up with a guest and then the guest is nowhere to be found, we just kind of on the fly turn this into a little bonus edition of Matt Connerton Unleashed, because on my show we focus mainly on politics and world events and so forth. And I don't know if you all have noticed, but there's always plenty to talk about, always lots of fun and excitement happening. So if we have to do that, and I haven't heard a guest enter the discussion yet, so, and we're already no guests, according to Chris. Okay, so we're 5 minutes in, no guests, so we're going to just, we're going to do what we normally do in this scenario, which I don't mind, selfishly. Oh, the guest is coming in. Okay, here we go. Is my guest here?
Okay, thanks.
Is this Shannon?
Yes, it is.
Shannon Rose, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Very well, very well. Okay, so, well, I'm glad you made it, because sometimes when Dr. Kevin has me guest host for him, the guest doesn't always show up. And then I worry, is it me? Did the guest find out that Dr. Kevin wasn't going to be here? And the guest is like, oh, Matt Connerton, that guy? Oh, forget it. But you apparently...
No, I didn't know that at all, but I'm glad to be here.
Surprise! Oh, actually, it's funny now that
I'm here to bring you a great amount of enjoyment to be a guest on your show.
Well, wonderful. We like great amounts of enjoyment here. Always a good thing. So if you didn't even know coming in, I could have just pretended to be Dr. Kevin, and you wouldn't have even known the difference. That might have been kind of funny.
Exactly.
Although I'm not good at impressions. So you probably would have figured it out, but I'm looking at some information on you here. If you're just joining us, we are joined by Shannon Rose here on the Dr. Kevin Show, and it says so we'll go through the because we have plenty to talk about, and you know we only have an hour, but so it says you're the president and owner of Eclectic Media PR, a national PR firm, and you are a publicist. You're also the author of the book, You Are On the Air, How to Become a Best-Selling Author and Sell More Books with Radio and TV Interviews. And as a radio host, I'm particularly interested in that, to talk to you about that.
Which they can get on Amazon.com.
Excellent, excellent. Okay. And you're also a pro wrestling ring announcer.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting to me because I'm a lifelong wrestling fan, so... it says here, too, that you live day-to-day with muscular dystrophy, which I
correct.
Don't know. I don't know a lot about. You're known as Mr. Hollywood, and you are and this relates to the other, the wrestling thing, you are a professional wrestling historian. So we have We have plenty to discuss here, Shannon. But I suppose we should start with your PR firm. And I'm looking at the website right now, actually, mediaproductions.tv. And so is this – I get the impression at first glance, is your specialty working with authors?
Well, as a PR firm, an Eclectic Media PR, we work with authors. We work with celebrities. Actually, one of my first celebrities that I worked with was Danny Bonaducci. We worked with
– Oh, no kidding.
And we worked – Jose Canseco. And also we worked with Rodney King before he passed away.
Okay, okay. Wow. And when you're – I mean, when you're working as a when you're providing this PR service for these clients, are you working very directly with the clients, or do you have to go through, you know, their representation, some sort of somebody who's representing them, and you're kind of communicating with them more than the actual person? Or how does that work?
No, we work directly with the clients themselves. And we like to have a great communication with them one-on-one to make sure that, you know, that they are – we communicate with them as far as they know what we're talking about and we know what they're talking about. We look at what's topical in the news and we get them out there and we write up pitches and press releases to make sure that they're out there and what's topical in the news itself.
Okay, okay. Now, in working with someone like Danny Bonaducci, I mean, is he as intense as he appears to be on television?
Well, you know, he is out there in the world. I work in sports entertainment. Well, he's in the entertainment world. You know, everybody has their times of when they're on and they're off. You know, he has his time when he's on, and then, you know, he has a point to when he's, you know, when he's not always on. We always have that type of personality, our on personality, and we turn it up.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine, I mean, he's probably someone who, or was, you don't still work with him currently, right?
He's not a client at this time, no.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, he probably was pretty fun in a lot of ways, I would imagine, to work with, just in terms of he's so... You know, he's very outgoing, very much an extrovert, and seems to be a very interesting persona.
Besides what you watch, you know, sometimes you see on reality TV, he's a nice guy. You know, he works with a lot of charities. He works with a lot of charities, and he does a lot of great things. He's a very nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, great. And then, so you mentioned Rodney King. You worked with him before he passed away. Tell me a little bit about that. What were you helping Rodney King to do in terms of PR?
Some of these celebrities we got connected through when our association with Damon Feldman of Celebrity Boxing. See, a lot of the celebrity stuff, before there was reality shows, there was Celebrity Boxing. And actually, the first one you saw on TV. Yeah, you saw on TV, you saw from different shows, the B and the C-list celebrities, and then they went out to where they did it at events and whatnot, different celebrities. But as far as Rodney King, he was coming off, you know, he needed someone to kind of help him out, take him down the right road, and we did that. We got him out, he did some celebrity boxing, again, a very nice guy, and we got him in Time Magazine. And we took him down the right road as far as getting him out there in the media again, because he really wasn't doing a whole lot of media. And that's what happened with that.
Was he resistant to that at all? Because obviously he was open to being out there, or he wouldn't have, used your services. But was he ever kind of a little bit uncertain in terms of that? Because I remember seeing him on television, you know, after what initially happened to him that made him so famous. And I mean, he really seemed like he came across to me as someone who really kind of wished that none of this had happened, you know, for obvious reasons. I mean, you know, the guy took a beating, but also he never struck me as being comfortable in the spotlight, and it kind of had this foisted upon him, the spotlight, by the circumstances that he found him in. he found himself in. I mean, was he difficult to work with in that way, just in terms of, I mean, he sounds like he was a nice guy, but was he ever kind of a little bit, shying away from the spotlight in terms of, working with him?
I mean, he was never aloof. Sometimes he wanted to not do media, like we all not want to not do media at times. But, you know,
sure.
He was one that wanted to do media. You know, he was, if I asked him to do a so-and-so show, he agreed to it. So.
Okay. Oh. All right, good. And there was another name, too, that you mentioned in there who piqued my interest. What was the – there was a third name.
Which
you mentioned
Jose Canseco.
Oh, Jose Canseco. Yeah, he's that jumped out at me because, and I don't know much about baseball. I'm not a sports guy, but he's another guy who, when I see him on television, he strikes me as kind of intense.
Yeah, he was. Well, you know, it's one of those guys again, celebrity boxing. I mean, they have personalities that are really out there. But he, again, someone that people think, well, he's going to be hard to deal with, that he's going to be one of those people that, you know, he's not going to want to do a whole lot of media. But again, someone that you would think that, but at the same time, great personality. But, you know, he was fine. He was, you know, one of those guys that you think that, but at the same time, he was easy to deal with.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's cool. When did you get into doing PR, and how did this all begin for you?
Well, I began doing PR when the Make-A-Wish – well, I have muscular dystrophy. At first, when I was younger, they thought I had Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which is a connective tissue disorder. After 39 years, I decided I was having a lot of pain. And Shands Hospital said, well, maybe you should look more into this. So I had a biopsy done out of the left leg, and from there they decided – I don't speak about this too often, so I just want to give you guys the exclusive here. But they decided that I had muscular dystrophy, and with that, it gave me a lot of issues, more issues than when I was younger. And now I'm in the wheelchair a lot, and I can't walk. But I hope one day that I can again. It's one of those things where I find that my mind is my most powerful. My mind and what I can think of is one of my most powerful engines. If I didn't have that, I don't know what I would have.
Yeah.
But from there, you know, I continue to, you know, with the Eclectic Media PR, that's one of my other things. And my parents, those are my best friends right there. They keep me going, and it's hard, you know. At the same time, I find it's a powerful tool. In fact, my mind and my heart are my most powerful tools of anyone, I feel. But you know, when I was younger with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, they had me at 12 years old, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, and Gordon Solie. Also had a chance to meet Hulk Hogan, which led me into the professional wrestling world.
Okay. Wow. And we're going to be coming up on a break in a couple of minutes, and I do want to get into all that. I want to make sure we have time for that, because that's like I said, I'm a lifelong wrestling fan. But in terms of your doing PR, what is some of the advice you give to your, because you talk about helping people to do radio and TV interviews, and you have a background in media. And I was looking at your bio here, and you know, you've done radio shows and whatnot. I mean, what kind of advice? Because a lot of people are very, very nervous when they first have to do, you know, be interviewed on a show. I mean, what's some quick tips that you have for people?
Well, the first thing is I would tell them to not be nervous. Try not to be nervous. However,
yeah.
As Dan Rather said, if you're not nervous, then something's wrong there, you know, because it's one of those things where you want to be always focused on the interview. You want to have some notes in front of you. You want to be, talking in your talking point. You know, you want to not veer off into different angles in the interview. You want to stay on course, and I think that's very important also.
Yeah, I would think, too, that it must be challenging kind of coaching clients in the sense that, you know, there's so many different types of interview styles. You know, you've got people who are very sort of, you know, ask a quick question and then wait for the interviewee to answer it and then ask another question, and they kind of have their questions planned out. And then there's people who are more like me. Like, I try to keep it very conversational and not just, you know, question, answer, but just kind of more of a relaxed conversation. I mean, do you find that part of what you have to do is prepare clients for the different kinds of interviews that they might end up doing, because every interviewer's style is a little bit different and unique?
Well, we work with them on media training. And during that media training, we always tell them to always have that smile. So no, whatever question they ask, you know, you're able to answer that, but with a smile. So, you know, you're there, you're delivering, and deliverability, because I'm also a casting director, which is acting here in Florida. So you're acting with a smile, in a sense. You know, you want to be real in that reality form, but also you want to do it with a smile.
Right, right. No, I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, especially too with phone interviews, you know, people always say, you know, smile, even if the person can't see you or the person you're interacting with you can't see you, because, you know, you'll be able to kind of hear the smile in your voice. And I think, and so media training, so this is, I mean, what is that exactly? Because that's obviously more than just helping people prepare for interviews, right? Or is that really kind of the crux of it?
Well, it's helping them, you know, be prepared for an interview, whether it be in front of the interviewer and you be the interviewee, or, you know, doing it over the phone, you know, because there's a difference when you're on TV versus when you're on a phone doing a radio interview as we are now.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, there's always, you know, there's all kinds of different configurations, but the basic principles remain the same. All right, we will be right back. I hear the music. We have to take a quick break. I am Matt Connerton, filling in on the Dr. Kevin Show, talking with Shannon Rose, and we will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine. Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Dr. Kevin Show on the Ohm Times Radio Network at ohmtimes.com/IOM. My name is Matt Connerton, filling in this week for the great Dr. Kevin, who's away attending to some family business. We're talking with Shannon Rose from Eclectic. I keep wanting to say Electric. It's Eclectic Media PR. And Shannon, it is wonderful to be speaking with you. We have so much to get to. And I was looking at your website, mediaproductions.tv, and I clicked over to testimonials, and you've got a whole series of fantastic testimonials on here. And one of them is from Diamond Dallas Page, and there is a segue here, who simply wrote, "Shannon, you rock, bro, one of the best PR firms in the business." And it's funny, as a wrestling fan, I'm familiar with how Diamond Dallas Page talks, and the comment that he left you, it's really in his voice, the way it's written. I can hear him saying that in my head, the "you rock, bro."
I'll give you a quick story.
Please.
Story. We went ahead and picked him up from the airport. This was WrestleMania weekend, Atlanta, and I think he was at WrestleMania or he was at one of the conventions, and we couldn't find someone. We were supposed to pick up Jake the Snake also, and Jake the Snake Roberts, for those who are not wrestling fans, and we couldn't find him, or we were supposed to pick up DDP or leave a certain way, and he just he's a personality himself, you know, and we leave it at that, you know. It was a funny time, and that we couldn't find the certain area, and it was just, he had to be there. So
yeah, I would imagine too that when Jake goes missing, that's a little bit concerning.
It was more so how DDP was acting all like DDP, you know. I thought I was gonna get the diamond cutter. No, Jake the Snake was great. Jake was great. He lost a lot of weight, and
good
for him.
And hopefully
he stays the straight and narrow, and hopefully that keeps him healthy for a long time. Him and Scott Hall.
I sure hope so. Yeah, what DDP has been able to do with the DDP yoga is really incredible, and the way he's been able to help people. I saw, I was watching his interview on the Joe Rogan podcast, and they showed a little bit of the video of, there was this veteran who DDP was able to just work wonders with the DDP yoga, and it's just really, really amazing.
I knew Paige since the days of AWA. I mean, I knew him when he was
working
with, in fact, I've got a picture that got him the autograph when he was with Jesse the Body Ventura.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
I go back to the days of working with the Nasty Boys when they were first wrestling. I was there when Rob Van Dam got his name from Ron Slinker here in Tampa, Florida.
No kidding. Oh, wow.
The history behind that was, if I remember here, sometimes my memory gets a little, Rob Van Dam, he got it from Ron Slinker if I'm correct, because I was there, from Ron Slinker back. It was at the Tampa Sportatorium, so they weren't, or Rob wasn't anywhere national yet. So that's kind of where all that took place.
Yeah, because, yeah, weren't they looking for a name for him and somebody noticed that he kind of looked like Jean-Claude?
Yeah, yeah, that was Ron Slinker, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, tell me, oh, excuse me, my just getting over a little bit of a cold here. Tell me about
Dustin Rhodes' first match.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah.
Gold dust. And for those younger fans who don't know, yeah, Goldust is Dustin Rhodes. Wow. Well, tell me, so how did you get involved? I mean, how did you end up, because you were really kind of at ground zero for the beginnings of some of these careers. How did you get involved? How did you end up in that position there where you were there for the beginning of so many of these amazing careers in wrestling?
Well, in fact, I recently got an award for, I guess I'm my wrestling historian. But I, as a ring announcer, I mean, I got that through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I didn't ring announce because of them, but they saw Dusty Rhodes and Gordon Sully. I met them through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and they saw how much in my eye, how much of a passion I had to work in pro wrestling. And from there, it just kind of all, you know, and then I was asked to do Suncoast Pro Wrestling, a lot of independents, but, you know, look how popular independents are these days. I mean, Evolve, which is an independent, is working with WWE. That's where they're pulling from because there's really no WCW anymore. So they have to bring in new guys. They're going to have to do that from the independent wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's where I think that's where they got Johnny Gargano, right? He's who's currently
in
NXT.
Gargano,
I think.
And his partner, yeah.
Oh, Tommaso Ciampa, yeah.
Yeah, Tommaso Ciampa. A lot of them, like Samoa Joe, AJ. I mean, I was at an event here. Okay, here's another. I'll go to another story. AJ Styles, I knew him ring announcing for him years before he ever made it national. And then another story, in a car. Okay, it was a little place, but they held a lot of people. But I was in the car picking up from the airport. Get this, in my car, I had Low-Key. I had trying to think of his real, what the name he went by then. It wasn't Shawn Michaels, but it was like he was trained by Shawn Michaels. We'll just leave it at that. He was in the car. And then I also had CM Punk in my car. Again, this is before CM Punk ever became that. So we were driving to the wrestling. I was picking him for the airport, taking him to the wrestling match or wrestling event.
Yeah.
It was called IPW here locally. And I was putting my car. Well, they all got out and they got their bags out of the back of the car. And I put the CM Punk was getting his bag, and I wasn't thinking, and I put the car in reverse. So
oh, no.
I almost changed history and almost ran down CM Punk.
Wow. Yeah. Now he just gets run down in a UFC ring.
Yeah.
But
he'll be back. Yeah.
No, I have a feeling he will be. Yeah. Yeah. So you started out ring announcing, and then so you're picking people up at the airport, and then you started a couple of websites, right?
Yeah. Well, mediaproductions.com. I've worked with sergeantslaughter.com. ProWrestlingDaily.com, which was because I did a TV show for many years called Pro Wrestling Weekly. So I went ahead and did a website for 10 years called Pro Wrestling Daily, which was when I was working with Scoops. Scoops Wrestling was like as popular as OneWrestling.com is now. As One Wrestling, it was Scoops.
I remember
some other, yeah.
Yep, I remember Scoops. Okay, so that was you?
Yeah, I was one of the people on there. I was one of the
Or you were one of the people. Okay, wow.
Was the other one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, are you not doing any of that now in terms of wrestling? Or are you just, obviously you're busy with the PR.
Right, and in my ailment, you know, as far as I can't get in the ring anymore. So I guess I'm retired, if you will, but I know I'll get better one day and be able to get in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's very cool. Do you still keep in touch with anyone in the industry? I mean, obviously you work with DDP.
Via Facebook and all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, Facebook is a godsend to be able to communicate with a lot of the guys that, we've lost a lot of them, of course. But I also every other month we do something called the Legends Lunch in Tampa. People like Steve Kern, Bugsy McGraw, Buddy Colt, Ronnie Garvin. I was honored there in front of them, which is pretty cool. We get together every so often.
Yeah, wow. No, that's amazing. Who is can you tell me who is like the nicest? I mean, is there someone you met in the wrestling industry who is just like you would say was probably the nicest, just kindest soul that you ever came across in the business?
I'm friendly with a bunch of, a bunch of people. I really, again, I don't see the guys like Mean Gene Okerlund, Brian Heenan, we recently lost both of them. They were kind souls. Road Warrior Hawk was a friend of mine. They were very nice guys to me.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that you said Bobby Heenan, because I just know from reading over the years and listening to podcasts that, obviously his on-air character was out of a heel, but nobody ever had a bad thing to say about him.
The Cuban assassin, Fidel Sierra, actually managed him and lost my hair in a match
kidding.
Five years ago, something like that.
Ten
years ago I lost, yeah. But, he's a friend of mine and a very nice guy. He used to wrestle as the Burial Brothers in WCW. So they were, guys that maybe didn't have a great win-loss record at times, but made the other guys shine, the superstars.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. Wow. And do you do any kind of podcasts, wrestling podcasts or anything now,
I'm thinking of doing that down the line once I get connected with my microphone again, where I'm at now. I've had that urge to talk in wrestling, but my main thing is putting over my authors now. I want them to be the celebrities. I want them to be the superstars. And that's where not only authors, but musicians and, anybody that has any type of business, you need marketing. And that's what we do with my company, is we get you marketing. We know how to do it, and we know how to do it great.
Yeah, yeah. And then did you have a radio show at one point?
Yeah, I did. I had a radio, national, local, and then national. It was called Entertainment Weekly. And we did Entertainment News Weekly. We had a lot of pretty much whatever I wanted to do, because I loved reality. I'm a geek at heart. So I talked, about what the latest news in action figures or heroes and stuff like that.
Yeah. And when did you do that? Like, what was the time span of that show?
That was about, I lose a train of thought as far as time span sometimes, but I'd say about 5 years ago we were national, and before that primarily it was a local wrestling show. So we did like a wrestling show, and then we did the entertainment show.
Oh, cool. Okay. And why did you stop that, to focus on the PR firm, or?
Yeah, to focus on the PR firm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I can certainly understand. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And then recently the book. So the book is I have like a bucket list, and the book is the next. And then my next bucket list item would be doing a kind of all over the place. I have like adult ADD is what I tell people. And I think the next one would be a book about myself.
Okay. Okay. So you referring to the book, do you already have a book out?
The book about PR.
Oh, okay. Now tell us about that. Cause actually we haven't, let's talk about that, because we haven't talked about the book at all. We've been talking about your firm and the website and whatnot, but tell us about the book.
Well, it's a unique book. It's called You Are On The Air, and you can purchase it at Amazon.com or Amazon, however you want to go there. And it's about how to become a best-selling author and sell more books or radio and TV interviews. It doesn't matter if you have a book. This is what's so cool about the book. It doesn't matter if you have a book. It's just telling you how to be yourself on TV, how to get more TV interviews. If you're not even – it doesn't matter what you're promoting. And what's cool about this book, what's so cool about it is the fact that it's not just the average day book. It's not somebody writing about the book. It's somebody as they interview me. They're asking me the questions,
oh,
and I give them the answers.
Okay.
As Rowdy Roddy Piper would say.
Yeah, what did he used to say every time?
They ask all the questions. I give them all the answers. I think that's what
right. Right. Yeah. Cool. Cool. So is this? I mean, and this sounds like something that can help people. You know, even if they're not necessarily
definitely
doing interviews,
authors,
make
right. Well, if they're authors, it would help them. And also, if they're not authors, it would help them also. It would get them out because everybody has an out right in their brain. They have this thing that says, I want to be on TV. Well, this book will tell them how to do it. They'll tell them how to be on radio. In the And it's not a 300-page book. So you can, you know, quickly go through it. It's not expensive either.
Okay.
But I want I want everybody to get
right.
It.
Right,
I know
right.
You want to be on the radio. Or you're on the radio. What am I saying?
I am on the radio, although I'd always love to be on the radio even more than I already am. But, no, that's really cool. And I was thinking, too, something like that sounds like it would be useful for even for somebody who maybe doesn't want to necessarily be on TV or on the radio but just wants to be able to interact with people more confidently and be able to discuss, you know, whatever their projects are or whatever they're selling or whatever, you know, whatever it is they're trying to put out in the world. It would probably be useful. But we got to take a break. I hear the music. We got one more break. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Dr. Kevin Show. My name is Matt Connerton, filling in for Dr. Kevin. We're talking with Shannon Rose, but we're not done yet. We got more to come. Stay with us.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras. A new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. A sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A mindfulnessmusic.com.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
My son shot his brother. 911, what is your emergency? 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello,
hello, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times Radio. What is it that Dr. Kevin always says, changing the world one ohm at a time? My name is Matt Connerton, filling in for Dr. Kevin this week. We're talking with Shannon Rose. And before we resume our discussion, just quickly, if you're interested in learning more about me, if you go to ipmnation.com/Matt Connerton, and Connerton is C-O-N-N-A-R-T-O-N, that'll get you links to how to contact me, all the social media and whatnot. I host a show called Matt Connerton Unleashed, which is live weekdays, 4 to 6 p.m. You can stream that online at ipmnation.com/live1. And, of course, we are on, if you happen to be listening from Manchester, New Hampshire, you can also hear the show on WMNH 95.3 FM. But if you go to ipmnation.com/MCU, that's MCU for Matt Connerton Unleashed, you can get more information on that show. And, you know, please reach out and check it out. And, of course, I typically am on the first Thursday of every month here with Dr. Kevin. And this week I'm guest hosting for him as he's attending to some family business. And we're talking tonight with Shannon Rose, the great Shannon Rose from Eclectic Media PR. And it's been a wonderful conversation thus far. Lots to talk about. Shannon, let me ask you this. As a PR guy, have you had a chance to watch either, because there's two of them, and it's such an interesting story, either of the documentaries about the ill-fated fire festival?
Yeah, I saw that recently. Somebody was – I was going to pass on it because I didn't really – you know, I didn't want to see something that, you know, did so much damage. But then I heard so much buzz about it, and I saw the Netflix version. And the Netflix version, and I understand there's a Hulu version too, but I don't know if I'm going to see it a second time. You know, the guy really did some damage. It was kind of a – the guy was a goof, you know, all the stuff
he
could have not done. And now he's being sued, you know, by everyone and sued a lot of money. He's going to owe more money than he ever spent.
Oh, yeah. It's so incredible.
And where did he get all that money from? You know, he kept going somewhere and bringing money back. You know, who did he get? Investors? I mean, he's going to owe those people back money.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Ja Rule? I think that was Ja Rule. How did Ja Rule not pick it up?
Well, Ja Rule, in my opinion, and I watched – I ended up watching them both, but I did watch the – I watched the one on Hulu first, and then I watched the Netflix one. But I kind of got the impression that Ja Rule – was just so charmed by Billy McFarland. He just kind of, like so many other people, just kind of fell under his spell and wanted to believe in the guy and didn't do his due diligence.
By the way, that's what we not do. I mean, we're very upfront with our clients.
Of course.
You know, everything that is going to happen with them. But as far as now, what's the difference between the two, Hulu and Netflix? I mean, don't give away too much. But is there a much of a difference?
There is. I ended up watching them both, and I recommend if you watch one and you enjoyed it, because it is a fascinating story, I do recommend also watching the other one, only because each one, they talk to some different people in this whole cast of characters that Billy McFarland surrounded himself with. So you do actually get varying perspectives. I mean, the ultimate conclusion is the same. You already know the ending of the story, but you do get some different perspectives in each one. So I actually really enjoyed both of them. I mean, you know, obviously there's some overlap, but if you enjoyed one, I do recommend watching both of them. Just such a fascinating story.
I had a hard time though also. And the fact that they were going to press charges against when he was really, I would say, 100% to blame. I don't feel that they should have pressed charges against the other people. Just, you know, my opinion.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, it's just, wow. It's a wild story. And for anyone, by the way, who's looking for this on Netflix or Hulu, if you don't know what we're talking about and you're interested, just search under fire, and it's F-Y-R-E.
And it's just a really, really interesting story. So Shannon, I mean, in terms of flying,
let me break it down real quick. I can say it's PR gone wrong. That's the best way to explain it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. to an unbelievable degree. Well, Shannon, so I wanted to ask you, like, what are some of the rules of the road in terms of doing PR? Because, I mean, can you kind of demystify this a little bit for us? I mean, how do you approach it as a public relations guy, in dealing with these clients?
Well, it's very important to communicate both ways, back and forth. It's also important that you have a great relationship with your client. It's one of those things where there shouldn't be any, the client's always right, to an extent. And, and as far as the other way, as far as the client, if I were to tell the client and you were looking up a PR firm, just like any other company, Google them, see, what kind of reputation they have. That's important with any
right.
business. If I'm going to give you some, and I do business relationship type talks also as far as, how to look for businesses and also media training when somebody's going out to speak at a business. Cause that's the cool thing these days is speaking at different seminars and whatnot. But as far as you want to make sure to look up and see what kind, like the fire problem, see what kind of, reputation said business has. Because there's some businesses out there that, that do not have a good reputation. And you don't want to deal with them.
Right, right. And it's funny, too, that does kind of go back to the whole Fyre Festival thing in that a lot of people who got ripped off, people who bought tickets to that non-event, probably wouldn't have fallen for that if they had just kind of paid a little bit more attention and looked up, because there were bad reviews about that company on social media.
Right, and they give them a second chance too, though. Some of them that did find it on Netflix, they said they saw what a bad rep they had, but they give them a second chance.
Yeah, and I certainly like I think most of us, I do believe in second chances in life, but let's be a little bit cautious about it when it comes to a lot of money. Oh my goodness, yeah. People just weren't
and the one episode of the, I won't go into details here because we're a family show, but something that it could have happened, but
what about, I mean, in terms of how do you figure out what to really, well, actually, let me ask the question this way. They say there's an expression that, you hear in casual conversation sometimes, that there's no such thing as bad publicity. But as somebody who works in PR, that that's not true. There absolutely is such a thing as bad publicity, and not all publicity is good publicity. But how do you kind of figure that out as you're dealing with negative situations that come up? Because sometimes bad publicity can be helpful if it at least gets you some attention. Or can it? Am I misreading that? I mean, that can get a little complicated, but I want to get your perspective.
Sure. I've dealt with a few cases where it was possibly publicity that could have gone awry. That's where you take it and you spin it. I think that just like politics, you take a situation and you turn it around back to the other political party, or you turn it back and you try to answer back to the question they're asking.
Yeah, because I would imagine, like with a client like Danny Bonaducci, not everything that he's necessarily doing out there necessarily reflects positively on him, at the time. But at the same time, it kind of reinforces his, what I think became his brand for a while. And I'm kind of thinking too, especially of the era where he had that reality TV show, Breaking Bonaducci, where you know, some of that stuff might be a little negative, him losing his temper or whatever, but it also kind of enhances this character that he's presenting to the world. So I would think that as a PR person working with someone like him, there's a lot of you have to make a lot of judgment calls from one day to the next about, you know, do. But
I'm going to say I'm going to take something you said negatively, and I'm going to make it a positive, saying that he looks out for others. He's very passionate about what he does, and his passion can, you know, people take it maybe the wrong way.
Right, right. Yeah, there you go. You take it and you reframe it. What about have you worked with any politicians?
Yes, I have. Yeah, local.
Okay.
And sure. I guess nationally too. Recently, I have. Yes.
Yeah, because obviously that's something you have to do a lot. You know, in politics, you know, take things and try to spin them and reframe them. And I mean, have you had? I'm not asking you for specifics, obviously, but I mean, have you had situations come up with clients that you've had who are politicians where you just kind of went, oh boy, okay, this one's going to be a challenge.
Well, yeah, I mean, you see it when you're talking to them initially, but you always, you know, you're coming into it blind. I mean, it's one of those things where you can create a happy medium and maybe they're not as bad as you perceive on the onset. So don't think,
yeah.
You know, turn that smile or turn that, you know, turn it upside down, or excuse me, make it a smile and you smile, you know, smile with your eyes and
right.
You just continue on. That's all you can do.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Turn that frown upside down and keep going. Yeah, absolutely. How many clients do you work with at a time? I mean, it sounds like you're very busy. So do you usually have multiple clients or do you usually, oh really? Yeah. Okay.
Always looking for new clients. I mean, you know, it's just, we're very personable. We work with them hands on and, yeah. So bring them on.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. And, so tell me about, are you going to be, well, actually, I'll tell you what, let's do this because I don't want to run out of time. I want to make sure that we remind everybody that you've got this book out. So, because we're going to be running up against the clock fairly soon. So let's circle back to that because that's really important.
Sure. Go to Amazon.com or Amazon, and it's You Are On The Air, How to Become a Best-Selling Author and Sell More Books, Radio and TV Interviews. It doesn't matter if you have a book, though, if you just want to get on TV or get on the radio, I'm going to tell you how to do it in an interview type style of a book, which is unheard of. I'm going to be interviewed.
Very cool. Very cool. I would imagine, too, by the way, social media, I mean, you must play a huge role in all of this. I mean, when you're working with a client on PR, are you also handling their social media or are you kind of guiding what they're doing on social media or how involved do you get in that part of it?
We guide them. We always promote that, you know, it's very important to promote that you're going to be on this said media. But yeah, we guide them and show them how to boost up your social media presence.
Do you find, too, that that's something that you really have to kind of, how should I put this, educate your clients on? Because I know a lot of people are either intimidated by social media, don't know quite how to take control of their social media, how to step up their game on that. I mean, is that – I would imagine that's a big part of this is trying to get your clients to be smart and make good choices on social media, because that's something where you sometimes, you know, people make very terrible mistakes.
Well, you know, the authors that have been doing this for a while, they don't know what, you know, they're just getting into the social media presence. I don't know what I would do. Can you imagine if we didn't have Facebook? What would we do all the time? Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Right.
But, yeah, so I try to show the authors that it is important. And also to try to get them on Instagram and Twitter. Those are the two newer ones that people are getting into.
Yeah, I know Instagram. That's something that I've struggled with myself, actually. Like, you know, I think my business, you know, we have a pretty good at IPM Nation. We have a pretty good social media presence, but the one thing where we're sort of, I feel like we're constantly trying to play catch up is Instagram. But yeah, I mean, it is so important to, I'm sure there's people too that you come across who don't understand necessarily the importance of that part of it, or they just want to, you know, they just want to do the interviews. They want to go on radio and TV, but they don't necessarily fully understand or even embrace the social media part of it. But for anyone listening to us, Shannon, who wants to know how to get in touch with you, how to hire you, they want to be your client, or maybe they just want to know more about anything that we've talked about today. I mean, what should they do? How should they reach out to you?
Sure. Well, let's go with this. MediaProductions.tv, MediaProductions with an S, .tv. The letter I, the letter M, ShannonRose.com. Let's see here. On Facebook, Shannon Rose Hollywood. And on Twitter, it's at Shannon K. Rose.
Very good. Well, Shannon Rose, thank you so much. It has been a wonderful conversation. I really enjoyed this. And thank you, of course, to Dr. Kevin for inviting me to guest host this week. And thank you to Ohm Times for allowing me the privilege as well. So, Shannon, I will connect with you online. Maybe we can have you on my show sometime. And thanks again, brother. I really appreciate this. This has been great.
Sounds good. Thank you, brother.
All right, Shannon, you got it. And thank you all for listening. And I will talk to you again, as I say on my own show, a little bit later. Bye, everybody.